time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. On today's special episode, we're sitting down with Channel 410, your local hit or misinformation media group. We'll be chatting with Stuart Schaefer, who hosts a show titled On the Street on Channel 410. Stu, thanks for joining us on Bad Attitude. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Stuart Schaefer, instead of interviewing, he likes to be interviewed sometimes.
Yeah, you know, switch it up.
Switch it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, just to start it off, you know, I want to keep it, you know, kind of chill. What keeps you up at night?
I think what keeps me up at night is failing Channel 410. Like, Channel 410 is my soul and passion. And I got really close one time when I thought it was Halloween on the 24th. And I was just like, wow, like, I almost blew it. Like, I could have just lost my job. And, like, whoever would replace me, they wouldn't survive a day. So that really keeps me up at night. But, you know, each day I just take it. Just take each day at a time.
Yeah, of course. You know, speaking about Channel 410, you know, it's still pretty new. How would you say you ended up at Channel 410? And would you say it's your dream job?
Oh, man. It's anybody's dream job at the end of the day. I'd say when I ended up here, I really don't know, to be honest. I think I just, like, landed there somehow, some way. And I met my beautiful co-host, Rhoda Brandt. She's very nice. Very, very nice. I think I'm better, though, in some ways.
Really? Okay. So that's stated out there. You're better than Rhoda?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think I got a bit of a tougher job.
Okay.
No diss on you, Rhoda.
Now, between you and Rhoda, how would you say the pay's looking over at Channel 410?
Man, I tell you what. Being at the news desk can be, you know, it can be kind of hard. Not going to lie. I mean, I feel like my job gets overlooked, really, as a street interviewer. Like, I have to go up to random people, like I did today. Like, it's super hard. And she just gets to sit at a silly little news desk. It's not fair to me. But, like, yeah, she might get a little bit more pay, but, you know, I'm going to have to speak to our producers. Thank you for bringing that up, by the way.
Of course, yeah. Now, Stu, do you have any nicknames or catchphrases you like to use?
Stu the Shooter.
Stu the Shooter, okay.
Yeah,
you right know, to the point.
Yeah, when I'm not, you know, interviewing, I like to shoot hoops. And, you know, they call me Stu the Shooter.
Stu the Shooter. All right. Yeah, because, you know, this Siegel Center, you ever been there yet?
Oh, man. You should see me flying through the Siegel Center. I'd be dunking everything, you know. Check out my huddle at some point. You know, I played some good basketball.
Okay.
You know, LeBron James got nothing on me. How about them apples?
You tell them. You tell them, man. You know, basketball could be considered one of these, but do you have any secret talents?
Ooh, secret talents. Being Stuart Schaefer, I think my improv is really good. Like, I could just deal with anything. You know, you throw a curveball at me, and I'm going to throw a screwball right back at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you give me a stupid answer, I'm going to give you a stupid answer back.
Of course, yeah. You got to give them something right away. Now, I've seen a little bit of your show on the street, and when I look at your production setup, I've noticed you used various different mic setups, including glasses and spatulas. How does it feel to use a proper Shure SM57?
Man, I tell you what, I love my mics each and every day. When the producers hand me, a coat hanger as a mic, I'm like, heck yeah. Because that's what the people want. They don't want, a silly mic like this. No offense.
Nah, you're good.
Yeah. You got to switch it up. You got to keep the audience, engaged.
Of course.
Right? Why would I,
you got to keep them guessing.
I think one of my next mics is going to be a lamp. I want to use a lamp as a mic one day.
A lamp.
Yeah, and I think I get a lot of inspiration from one of my UK TikToker who goes to football matches, and he brings a new prop each day. So shout out, I forgot his name, but
he's out there.
He's out there. I know he's you're watching.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about your co-star Rhoda Brandt earlier. How would you describe your co-star Rhoda in 3 words?
Intimidating. I'm trying to think of two more. Sassy. And determined.
Determined, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With your time, at Channel 410, has there been any hot takes, unhinged hot takes that you really like want people to hear?
Oh man. For me at being on the street, I hear a lot, and I hear a lot of good stuff and I hear a lot of dumb stuff. Me personally, I think my hottest take. Do you want my hottest take?
That's what I asked.
Mexican food is the best food worldwide. I don't know. I hear a lot of different ones. And you know what? I'll give you another one. I don't even think English food is that bad. You give me eggs, beans, toast, throw a little ketchup on that, be fine. Footy and a breaky. Wabash.
Okay. Those are pretty out there,
Yeah, I mean,
I agree to that somewhat, but not fully. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Stuart Schaefer's a big food guy, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the next question is, are you a big music guy? What's your favorite music artist to listen to?
Man, that is very... Oh, man, you're hitting all the good ones. I tell you what, I got to use some of these questions. I do love some... You ever heard the term white girl music? Oh, yeah. I love some good Katy Perry, some good Lady Gaga, and Demi Lovato, Cool for the Summer. I tell you what, I was bumping to that this whole summer. Oh, my gosh. It levitates you, I tell you what. So I'd say I'm a big white girl music guy. It just brings my mood up. Skyrockets.
Mm-hmm. That's good, yeah. That's, what music is supposed to do.
Exactly.
So if you were an inanimate object, what would you be?
Dang. I think a chair.
A chair?
Yeah.
What type of chair are we talking about?
Oh, definitely want the ones with wheels. It's got to be,
Wheelies, okay.
Very dependable, very relaxing, calm, it's a Swiss Army knife in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just universal.
Universal.
Universal, yeah. What would you say is the most embarrassing moment you've had on air being Stuart?
Oh, man. I mean, I mentioned this earlier in the pod, but it's when I thought Halloween was on the 24th. Everyone just, was laughing at me, making a fool of me. And that's when I almost lost my job. And I'm like, guys, it's Halloween, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was no one was dressed in costumes but me. And I was just like, wow. I'm a total loser.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't matter because I'm still goated.
Yeah.
That was probably the most embarrassing on live, but I could tell some other embarrassing moments off the record.
Yeah. Would you say that was the start of your villain origin story?
Oh. There is a little villain coming to Channel 410.
Okay.
We just don't know yet. We just don't know.
Interesting. Well, I'll have to keep updated.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I've seen some of your guys' content. Now, where can people watch this at?
So you can watch Channel 410 at Channel 410 on Instagram, TikTok and soon to be YouTube. You know, definitely check it out. If you don't, you're a fool. So please do it, or I will find you and I will interview you to death.
Very appealing. Just very appealing.
Yeah, you know, it gets gets the audience engaged.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Now, would you say with your time at 410 or just in general, do you have any enemies or do you have a nemesis per se?
I would say, you know, when the people like the people at the newsroom, when they tell me a story, I sometimes just want to like smash that paper against their face because, you know, at the end of the day, we want to give people what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the general, oh, man, you know, this guy, you know, whatever. We want to hear some cool crap.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear people say, oh, man, guy survives fall after falling off GRC or something like that. Like, why can we get more of that stuff, people? Yeah, I'm talking to you, news people at Channel 410. I'm calling you out right now. Let's hear what we want to give the people what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess me and Rhoda have a little rivalry. It's a good rivalry because, like, we push each other.
Yeah.
So.
A good call to action. You
good
know?
Call to action.
Yeah. Now, for you, what does it mean to be a part of Channel 410?
It's kind of funny after calling you guys out, but I love you guys. You guys are my passion, my drive to wake up each and every day. So, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot because I got a good support group.
Yeah, that's love right there. Oh, you know?
Shucks.
Yeah. You know, when you look back at your time, you know, spending with them, what would you say makes you feel nostalgic?
Oh, man. You know, when I was a little paper boy, you know, I always thought, man, you know, I want to do that. And, like, when I look back at old pictures of me wearing the exact same cap as I'm wearing now.
Just a little smaller.
Just a little smaller. And I'm like, wow, that little kid is doing what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings a tear to my eye sometimes. Can't cry. Can't cry.
Mm-hmm. Not while it's recording.
Nope.
It's recording. What would you say is also, you know, you got this dream job at 410, you know, just such a promising, you know, group of individuals working on a media production, you know. What would you say is the hardest part about being a television personality but also reporter?
Yeah, it's definitely like people who don't want to be interviewed. You know, why would you not want to be interviewed by the best news group ever, right? We're giving you free clout and you're saying, nah. The heck? Get interviewed. What's the worst part? The world's going to keep revolving. You're not, nothing's going to happen. What, are you going to say a silly thing? So will I. Grow up, right?
Exactly. You tell them. Well, you got anything else you'd like to say to the viewers here at Revoice Network?
Please follow Channel 410. My boss is counting on me. It's counting. My whole life is at stake. So please follow. Please follow the people at Revoice. Please just help us stay afloat. We need you dearly. But if you support Chelsea FC, you rock.
All right, you tell them. Well, you know, Stuart, thanks for, you know, joining the podcast.
Oh,
I really appreciate it, you know. Yeah, nice meeting with you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for watching Bad Attitude, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess of local VCU artists. I'm Brett Coleman, your host and sound editor. Abby DeCandia is our producer and director of photography. Aaliyah Sampson is our producer and behind the scenes, along with Carly Mullins as producer and behind the scenes. Thanks so much for watching. Have a good one. Bye.
Boom.